Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with four guests. I'm happy to introduce to you all. Well, to my right is Chris Ann Rice, a name familiar to many people. She is an AFS volunteer. Chris Ann, thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning.
And then I'm going to introduce some names that maybe listeners have not heard before. So next to her is Nadia Nfikra. She's from Indonesia. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Did I get your name right?
Yeah, so it's actually how to say my name is Nadine from Indonesia, yeah.
Nadine.
Yeah,
okay, thank you. And then next to
Nadine
is Amira Seel from Germany. And why don't you say your name for us too?
At first, thank you for having me. And my name is pronounced like Amira Seel, but it's okay if you pronounce it like in American English.
Okay, thank you. Yes, because I definitely did. And finally, next to Amira is Elbek Mashrapov from Kyrgyzstan. And could you tell us how to say your name correctly?
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me. And it's right, but it's actually in Kyrgyzstan, like it sounds like this, Elbek Mashrapov. But if it's hard, just you can say Elbek. Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you all for being here. It's great to have such a full studio and people from all over the world. What a delight for our community and for me this morning. I'll turn first to Nadine, and I want to talk to you a little bit about what your school is like in Indonesia and a little bit of your journey from that school to coming into this program.
Okay, so I came from a public school in Indonesia. It's called SMN 17 Makassar. So I came from city called Makassar. So that's why my public school name have Makassar word. Yeah, so I actually know about this exchange program from middle high school. Like there's a sharing session with the alumni like about studying abroad, and they told me about this YES program, and I did some research about it, like from the returnees, mainly like the exchange students that came from their exchange journey, and all of them said this exact thing, which is it's a once in a lifetime experience and it changed my life. And after hear that, I was like, I think like I have to apply into this program, since trying new things will always be a part of myself. So, and who's not curious if someone said that this could change their life, their perspective about world, like knowing that this world is really that wide. Besides like this program, it's also like bringing peace through cultural understanding. And that's why I want to participate in this program.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. Welcome. Did you always want to come to Alaska, or is this just the place the program happened to connect you to?
Yeah, this was the place where the programs connect me to.
Okay, great. Welcome. We'll talk a little bit more with you about your expectations for your time here. But first, I want to turn to Amira and ask you about your journey to this program, and also a little bit about what school is like back in Germany, where you're from.
Like in Germany, the school is, I think it's completely different. Like our school day is much shorter because you guys have school after school activities here. And like when school is finished, we just go home and just meet with our friends and family, and we don't have like those clubs like you have. So I'm really excited to experience this here. And like my mom always used to tell me about her experiences in America, because she also went to the United States at my age with the same program, CBYX. And she went to Oklahoma, and she always used to tell me about her awesome experiences there. And so, like, I always knew that I want to experience this too, and that I want to go here. And I was open for every state, because I think every state is a bit different. So I'm so happy to be finally here, and I'm very excited to meet all those new people. Yeah.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. Thank you for coming. And I look forward to asking you a little bit about the clubs that you want to join in a moment. First, I want to turn to Elbek and ask you a little bit about schooling in Kyrgyzstan and what led you to this program here.
Yeah, thank you. So school in Kyrgyzstan is actually really different from here. Like, actually, there aren't any clubs, like she mentioned. So there are also all the lessons are mandatory, like 6 hours, if they are all mandatory. And after school, you don't have any clubs, just go and chill out. So what was the second question? Sorry.
So how did you end up in this program that's bringing you to Sitka? Come to this program.
The program is called FLEX. Future Leaders Exchange. So I used to go to courses, English courses, so there were a lot of FLEX alumni. So my teacher said that you also have to try that. And then I tried my best, and when I was 14 years old, I tried this to pass from this program, like I applied for that. And then after about 1 year, it has actually three rounds, like by term by term. And after about 3 months, I just passed from the first and second round. And then third, that was really interesting for me. There were another feelings, like, yeah.
Yeah, so you each have an interesting journey, a story about what led you here and kind of how connected you to Sitka and to this program. But yeah, we did talk a little bit about what, like the clubs being a different thing now that you're here. I do want to know maybe, for example, what clubs you're interested in or sports or what your expectations are for your time here in Sitka. And maybe it's just one thing, maybe it's nothing, but do you have any? I'll turn back to you, Nadine. What are you expecting or maybe even hoping for from this year?
I hoping like for this year filled with many adventurous things, because I see that in Sitka they have many new things for me to learn. Like, for example, like my host family likes to go fishing and hiking, and I never do that in my country. And yeah, I expect like to know at least about fishing and hiking, how to do it. And I also heard about Tlingit.
Yes.
Yeah, about Tlingit and their culture, their language. And I'm in Sitka High School, they have that like Tlingit class, I would like to take it.
Very cool. And who is your host family, since you mentioned them?
Oh yeah, so I will live with Skan's family. So there's Daniel as my host mother, there's Eric as my host father, and I have three host sister. Yeah, which is Olivia, Bailey, and Madison.
A full house. That sounds great. Okay, wonderful. And then what about you, Amira? Maybe you want to talk about the clubs you're looking forward to joining, or just anything that you're looking forward to for your year here.
I still don't know what clubs they offer here. But probably I will go cheerleading or something, or go into the drama club. And I'm so excited for all those new experiences here, because like the nature is completely different and all the people are so nice here and you guys help each other, and it's a bit different in Germany. Like, at least in the region I live in, we don't talk to each other that much, and like I already met some people here and you are all so nice. And I'm staying with Cindy Vestergaard, and my host sister is Emma Hoyer, and I'm really excited to meet her because I didn't see her yet. And Cindy is also so nice, and I think I will have a great time here.
Oh yes, wonderful. Okay, and finally, Elbek, what are you looking forward to for your year here in Sitka, and who are you staying with?
Yeah, actually, it's really exciting for me to join these clubs. Yeah, I'd like to join to the swimming clubs and also soccer clubs, and I'm also really looking forward to join to some volunteering clubs. Yeah, and my host father is Todd Gabler, and my host mother is Kelly Gabler, and my younger host brother is Rowan. He's Wonderful. 10 years old.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we hardly have any time to kind of get the last few details in, Chrisanne. Everyone will get a chance to meet these wonderful young people if they come to an event. Tell us about that.
Yes. Tuesday, coming up the 15th, 6 to 8 p.m., Pioneer Park, a potluck community picnic barbecue for these students and two more that are coming. Please bring a side dish, whatever to share, sponsored by Rotary and AFS. We have one more AFS student coming, Kaupo from Estonia, and he will be staying with Zach and Lynn Bastoki. And then Enzo is coming from Brazil, and he will be starting out staying with Rachel Roy. So please come and meet them, and I would guess the three of you would love to meet some people who don't have gray hair and come to the picnic and some other students so that there might be a familiar face in the hallway on your first day of school, which is coming right up.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Please come. Wonderful. Everyone's welcome.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Chrisanne, Nadine, Amira, and Elbeck for being here this morning.
Thank you.
And welcome to Sitka. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.